This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. Over 1 million New Mexicans have now received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. The Albuquerque Journal reported the state hit the 1 million mark today, and it means New Mexico is on track to reach the goal of fully vaccinating 60% of adults by the end of June. The New Mexico Department of Health has set that target for fully reopening the state. As of today, 60% of people 16 and older have received at least one vaccine dose, and 48% are fully vaccinated. Vaccines are available to anyone 16 and older, and appointments may be scheduled at vaccinenm.org. Today, state health officials reported 3 days' worth of new coronavirus case numbers covering Saturday, yesterday, and today. There were 570 additional cases and 8 more deaths, bringing the total number of deaths to 4,106 since the pandemic began. One of Ted Turner's ranches in southern New Mexico will be home for a pair of Mexican gray wolves and their soon-to-be-born pups. The latter ranch is teaming up with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for the project. It will mark the first time a translocation of the endangered wolves has been done on private land. Officials say the aim is to boost genetic diversity among the wild population roaming parts of New Mexico and Arizona. Federal officials had faced a deadline this month for rewriting the rules that govern management of the species. However, a federal judge has agreed to give them more time. The male wolf, considered one of the most genetically valuable wolves in the wild population, and his pregnant mate are currently being kept at a wildlife refuge in central New Mexico. For more than 2 decades, the effort to return Mexican gray wolves to the wild in the U.S. Southwest has been fraught with conflict, as ranchers have complained about the challenges of having to scare away the wolves to keep their cattle from being eaten. Many have said their livelihoods and rural way of life are at stake. Environmentalists argue that wolf reintroduction has stumbled as a result of illegal killings and management decisions they contend are rooted in the Fish and Wildlife Service's attempt to accommodate ranchers and the region's year-round cattle calving season. Albuquerque police say a man trying to flee from officers was killed after being hit by a car on a highway. Police spokesman Gilbert Gallegos said the encounter began around 10:45 p.m. last night when officers working outside a hotel were informed someone was hurling rocks at cars in the parking lot. Responding officers located a suspect and tried to detain him. Gallegos said the man left on foot and circumvented several fences before reaching I-40. According to investigators, he tried to cross the freeway but ended up getting struck. New Mexico officials are training educators on a new platform that will track progress among preschool children to better prepare them for kindergarten and make it easier for parents to keep tabs. The move follows an exodus from the public school system by kids 5 and under. There are 20% fewer pre-kindergarten students enrolled this year and 12.5% fewer in kindergarten. State education and early childhood officials hope an $875,000 contract with early learning company Waterford can help them bounce back. Come fall, parents can access 15-minute lessons and view progress data logged by teachers. New Mexico officials have released the names of dozens of people who are vying to be appointed to the state's new Cannabis Regulatory Advisory Committee. The list of 161 people was posted online Friday, with state officials saying they're committed to ensuring a transparent process as the state prepares for recreational marijuana sales. Under state law, the advisory committee must be established no later than September 1st. This is KUNM.